USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The president was in Georgia Saturday campaigning for GOP senators in their runoff election the first week of 2021.
You got to make sure they don't throw away any ballots. When they collect the ballots and they start bragging about how many ballots they already have, you got to make sure your Secretary of State knows what the hell he's doing. And you got to make sure your governor gets a lot tougher than he's been. He's got to get a lot tougher. Because at stake in this election is control of the U.S. Senate, and that really means control of this country. The voters of Georgia will determine which party runs every committee, writes every piece of legislation.
Actor David Lander, best known as Squiggy on the Laverne and Shirley TV show, has died after a decades-long battle with multiple sclerosis. Confirmed by his wife, Lander died Friday in Los Angeles, California. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Kia Motors Corporation on Saturday says it's recalling 295,000 U.S. vehicles for engine fire risks. The Korean automaker said the recall covers many models from 2012 through 2015. The danger is an engine compartment fire that can occur while driving because of leaks. America is about the pursuit of happiness. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed Joe Biden's plan to order schools to let biological male athletes play on girls-only teams and use their locker rooms. The Biden-Harris campaign site states, on the first day in office, Biden will reinstate the Obama-Biden guidance revoked by the Trump-Pence administration, which will restore transgender students access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2016, from the Williams Institute, they estimate 0.6% of U.S. adults identify as transgender. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There was a lot of scoring in college football Saturday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki takes a look at the top 25 teams.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number 1 Alabama ran over LSU 55-17. Number 2 Notre Dame beat Syracuse 45-21. Number 3 Clemson beat Virginia Tech 45-10 to set up a rematch with Notre Dame for the ACC championship. A shorthanded number 4 Ohio State pounded Michigan State 52-12. Number 5 Texas A&M topped Auburn 31-20. Number 9 Iowa State trounced West Virginia 42-6. Number 10 Miami blanked Duke 48-0. Number 11, Oklahoma topped Baylor 27-14. Number 12, Indiana held off number 16, Wisconsin 14-6. Number 18, Coastal Carolina pulled off the upset over number 13, BYU 22-17. Rice turned 5 interceptions into a 20-0 upset of number 21, Marshall. Stanford toppled number 22, Washington 31-26. California upset number 23, Oregon 21-17. And number 24, Tulsa hung on to beat Navy 19-6. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
12 games on tap for the National Football League Sunday. In the early games, the 8-3 Cleveland Browns travel to Nashville, Tennessee to take on the 8-3 Titans. 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. In the midday games, out west, the 7-4 Los Angeles Rams battle the Cardinals in the Arizona desert. 4:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox. There will be 2 Monday night football games this week and a COVID-19 makeup game on Tuesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.